This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
That'd be Mike in Oregon. Mike, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Mike.
Alex, 1984 doesn't have anything on 2020. We're living in probably the most dystopic times of any human existence. And at this point, with the way the city is going, I have to get out of here as quickly as possible because these people are still brainwashed and far gone. That basically, they'll do anything to destroy Trump at this point. And they don't care if they destroy the city along with it. They don't care. They're just like, basically, they'll snitch you out for not wearing a mask. But we got 70 days of rioting here, and the downtown looks like a third world country. And basically, if the president's hearing us, most of us around here would like to see the National Guard come in and actually take care of this. Because this is just getting ridiculous. I know a lot of people that own businesses downtown, really good people, diverse people, black, white, Arabic, it doesn't matter.
And when you read the Washington Post and New York Times, MSNBC, it's like, America failed. The rioting caused by Trump and the police. And it's just a total inversion of reality.
Absolutely. Your guys' news broadcast will show the actual footage of the guy going around and just the other night, he was chased by the protesters. That's what the local news like to call them, the rioters.
Turned out he was a liberal dude going to help his transgender friend who'd been robbed. And it turns out there's footage of that happening. So he's literally a liberal, and then they just beat him and attack him. That's who these people are. But, of course, the news called him a white supremacist.
Oh, yeah, the news said he was part of the Proud Boys. They didn't even show the crowd robbing his vehicle or none of that. They're just like, downtown protesters got a little out of hand last night. It's like, a little out of hand? What's a little out of hand after 70 days? This is just like a token.
And they beat the guy's wife up, drag him out of his car, kick him in the head, and then say, get up, bitch. Nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, nothing wrong when a guy comes up with a 10-yard field marker and boots you right in the face like he's going for a field goal.
And by the way, the man they attacked took 2 days to become conscious again. He did yesterday.
Yeah,
they put him in a coma and beat his wife up, but they're the heroes for no reason.
Apparently so. They got more rights than the majority of the business owners, the people who own rent and do anything down there. I mean, you can't do anything. I usually want to go down there and get a bite to eat, and I won't even go near it. I live about 10 miles from downtown, and I won't even go near it. I'm trying to even...
I won't even go to downtown Austin now unless I've got to go down there to protest. I mean, it's gone. Feces, needles, satanic liberals stumbling around. God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. We've got Dr. Mercola joining us for three segments, but then I will continue with your calls if you want to hold, if not, to Jeff and JB and Michael and Tim and Gus. I understand, but I will get to all of you before I hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, who will be hosting the fourth hour. But we're going to get into this with Dr. Mercola, who's a medical doctor, very respected, on what's really happening with COVID-19, where he sees all this going, and the silencing of doctors and other medical professionals who come out and point out that this is a vitamin and nutrient deficiency, that hydroxychloroquine helps put zinc into the cells, that the death rate is very, very low. But we still have InfoWars. We still have NewsWars. We still have Band.video. We still have Mercola.com. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com. Please tell everybody you know, tune in. This will be very informative. And then Paul Joseph Watson, the fourth hour, as I stand. We'll be right back. Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWars, it's Alex Jones.
Joseph Mercola is undoubtedly the number one alternative independent news source for health news in the last 25, 30 years, reaching billions of people, and now he's heavily censored as well. Dr. Joseph Mercola is a medical doctor. I'm not going to go over that. Best-selling author, osteopathic medicine, been in the, you know, featured in everything you can imagine, Mercola.com. He's here to break down with us what's really going on from a real medical doctor's perspective and to talk about the unprecedented censorship of hundreds of prominent doctors, scientists. Cedars-Sinai put out a video saying, yeah, we do use light therapy for this in the lungs. That got banned off YouTube. It's just, it's next level. It's Soviet Union or Communist China level. Dr. Mercola, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. Really appreciate the opportunity to connect again.
Well, where do you want to start? With the censorship, with the real numbers, with the best facts you've got on COVID? We're really excited to have you here. You're a great resource.
Well, thanks. I think probably the biggest thing is that obviously there's a serious problem going on here. I believe it's been the statistics have been engineered and inflated, and really fear has been driven into the population to implement these recommendations from the government. Without the fear, they would never have been able to get these mandates and wearing masks. And these interventions do not work. They do not help reduce the severity of the disease. They have failed, absolutely miserably failed, to address the single most important thing, which is improve the immune system of the individuals being attacked. And any efforts to explain and educate the public about this have been violently suppressed, and ours has certainly been one of them. But in response to that, because I've been passionate about natural therapies to help improve people's health, I learned and appreciated that vitamin D is a simple solution that many people understand, but really fail to appreciate how significantly powerful this resource is. So There's loads of evidence that show that if you have sufficient vitamin D's, and Alex, 80% or more of the individuals in this country are vitamin D insufficient. And those that have very dark colored skin, like African Americans or people from the Middle East, the color of their skin prevents from having high vitamin D levels. So those individuals have even a higher incidence of vitamin D insufficiency. So I apologize for that beeping in the background. We're in a storm right now, and my backup power supply is
It doesn't bother us. We totally understand. Let's talk about that, because the worst hit areas, the highest death tolls, were these urban canyons. And we've seen, and it's also African Americans, but also people from areas that have darker skin. And I'm always reading about the fact they also have higher cancer rates because they're unable to get the vitamin D. And again, believe in evolution or God or whatever. Obviously, Europeans have lighter skin so that we can get more of the light, because we didn't have as much light living in northern climes. Whereas you have Africans and others that are out in the open sun, they need melanin to protect themselves. But then when they're in a light starved area, they get hit even harder with the vitamin D deficiency. Is that correct, sir?
Absolutely. And then the elderly so the two biggest risk groups are the African Americans and the elderly. And the primary common denominator in both of those groups is really one of the most important ones, is the lack of vitamin D optimized level. So,
well, there's also a cultural thing, and it's going away, and that's good, because I think black skin's beautiful, just like all color skins. I love it. But really, black skin's healthy. A lot of black folks don't want to get a bunch of sun. They want to be super black. Well, I'm sorry. You need to get the sun. You need to be black.
It's not only black. It's Mexicans and other cultures, the Philippines, they really avoid the sun because there's this perception that the darker color skin is associated with some type of a negative association.
Lower caste.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate, because it is what we're designed to do, and I think that's one of the healthiest strategies you can have. So ideally, that's the best way. But even if you live in these areas, in subtropical areas in the Middle East or Africa or Dubai, you have to go out in the sun. Just because you live in a place where you have it doesn't make a difference. So many of us, even if we live in places where we can get adequate sun exposure, we're not going out. We're working, although many of us nowadays aren't working because of...
Well, what is it about the sun? I can be depressed and go out and get 30 minutes of direct sun, in my Speedos in the backyard, and just feel totally energized. I know the eyes pick it up, and there's something chemically in the brain, the skin. What's happening, sure, Dr. Mercola?
Well, there's a large number of benefits, but with respect to the risk for COVID, the primary one is the ultraviolet B radiation, which goes into the skin and increases the production of vitamin D. But then there's other benefits, too. It has near-infrared and far-infrared rays, which go in and can actually increase the production of nitric oxide, which is very beneficial for control of high blood pressure and regulating the size of your blood vessels. So, and of course, the circadian rhythm benefits, that, which is so key to improving your sleep and staying healthy. But the key, so anyway, ideally you get it from sunlight, but it's possible to take it as a supplement. And fortunately, vitamin D is one of the least expensive supplements known to man. It's almost free. So it is not an expensive solution. In an effort to help educate people, I put together a site. It's called stopcovidcold.com. Pretty easy to spell, stopcovidcold.com.
And I should have said up front, you're here with solutions. If everybody simply spreads the word about D, which the media is, have you noticed they're fighting to, like, they're even taking YouTube videos down from medical doctors to talk about vitamin D and zinc. This is evil.
The censorship has been accelerated to levels that we had no idea that they would go to this level, but they have. So you can't even mention anything, remotely mention it, without being censored on YouTube and the other media. So anyway, this stopcovidcold.com is something I would encourage every one of your listeners and viewers to go to, and not just to learn about vitamin D, but to take a test. We put together a quick quiz. It literally only takes you 2 minutes, that will identify the most important variables and tell you precisely what your risk factor for developing COVID is.
So let's say that again very slowly for radio listeners. We've got it on screen for TV viewers. Tell people the site.
Sure. Stop. It's the word stop. COVID, COVID, cold, COLD.com. Stopcovidcold.com. And then send it to all your friends and relatives. We've also got Facebook frame that if you're still on social media and use Facebook, you could overlay this image. It'll help people understand where they can go to get more information. And there's a PDF that you can download, a short one that's about 12 pages that helps explain it. It's really easy to understand and gives you precise instructions on how much vitamin D you need and the strategies to use it. And then a more comprehensive one, like a 50-page report for the healthcare professionals who are interested in the specific science. And actually,
and that's what the numbers show. It's urban canyons, black people particularly, not getting any sun. It's a death sentence. But as you said, Hispanics, anybody that supposedly, if you have dark skin in the sun, you particularly need to get more sun, right?
Yes, yeah. So that is one factor. Obviously, there's a wide variety of factors. Age is one, and other comorbidities that basically the weight that you have and diabetes. But the common thread between the comorbidities seems to be a characteristic called insulin resistance. That is, your body is losing the ability to flexibly transition between using sugar and fat as a primary fuel. So there are simple strategies that you can do to improve your insulin resistance. Because if you have high insulin resistance and low vitamin D, you are a ticking time bomb when you expose to this virus.
Let's explain that when we come back with Dr. Mercola. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Texas has a new governor. His name is Greg Abbott. But he's the same old governor. He might as well be Gavin Newsom. Stories up on Infowars.com. Governor Abbott tells Texans, wear a mask around family. Even your backyard until COVID-19 vaccine. He's definitely on the payroll of Bill Gates and the UN, ladies and gentlemen. The mask and studies do nothing. They cause all sorts of problems with lower oxygen. It's just absolutely fraudulent, and I'm really ashamed of him. But that's what the line he's towing. Dr. Mercola is our guest. I appreciate Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com, joining us, medical doctor, esteemed, very famous, very well-respected. I know you're just trying to get solutions, get vitamin D out to folks so that the death numbers aren't there, but they're going to count people that die of flu and of pneumonia, which I know vitamin D helps as well. They're not going to stop regardless with this. Now they say they're never going to end the lockdown. Big picture for you, looking at this, big power grab. The UN is who it tells us what can be done, what can't be done. I mean, big picture, what do you think this whole COVID hysteria is really about? What do you think of Bill Gates?
I'm sorry, Alex, I just got back in 5 seconds ago.
I'm saying, what do you think of Bill Gates driving this whole situation? What do you think about the big picture of what's behind it?
I think that's clearly an element. We've done a lot of exposés on him. He's clearly the mastermind at this. He's part of this broader system called technocracy, which is essentially this small group of people that are focused on technical and engineering solutions to control the whole entire population without any government. So he's one of the leaders in this mess. So, and you know, for nefarious purposes. I mean, he follows a path very similar to John Rockefeller, who was equally vilified over 100 years ago and decided to use philanthropy to change his public image. This is exactly what he's done. Most of the public believe he's this saint. He's donating all his money, but the fact of the matter is he's cleverly found loopholes. When he donates his billions of dollars, he donates them to a trust, the trust to invest in companies that directly benefit him personally. Even though he's donated tens of billions, his net worth has increased by double.
Exactly. He operates tax-free.
Essentially, yeah, he's manipulated the system crazily to his benefit. So he continues to be one of the wealthiest guys.
So Dr. Joseph Mercola, you're very respected. Start over with that. You're saying he is a mastermind. And you turn on the news, he's like our father, our president, our doctor. He's saying every facet of our lives. He tells us when we can go back to work. He tells us what vaccines we're going to take. I mean, when did I wake up and this guy's like my God?
Well, see, I want to get back to the vitamin D, though. See, that's the whole strategy. They've got lockdowns, they've got the mask, and they've got the vaccines. And they also had these other drugs like remdesivir, and they dissed these other strategies like hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil, which is been basically dismissed by the national media because it's a competitor to those other strategies and the expensive drugs like remdesivir, which cost $3,000 or $4,000 for a course of treatment. But many people aren't aware of this, especially if they've been following natural medicine really carefully. But there is hydroxychloroquine, I believe in. It doesn't work as well as some other strategies that I can discuss. But it works by driving zinc into the cell, and it needs to be used with zinc and early on in the course of illness. But there's another alternative called quercetin. Quercetin. It's a natural bioflavonoid. It's in fruits and vegetables, and you can take it as a high-dose supplement, and it works better than hydroxychloroquine. It's almost free even compared to that.
How does quercetin do that, Dr. Mercola?
Number of different ways. It drives zinc into the cell just like hydroxychloroquine, but it also has other metabolic benefits because we know that increasing inflammation is one of the reasons that causes the morbidity, mortality increases in COVID. So it decreases inflammation. It does it by downregulate a metabolic pathway called NRLP3, and it also it activates a sirtuin, sirtuin 2 specifically, which is a longevity protein that has very powerful metabolic benefits. So, and a whole variety of other things. So it's better than hydroxychloroquine, and there's no side effects, and it's less expensive. So you don't have to rely on it. Even though you can't get a prescription for it, you just go to the store and get quercetin. So,
how is COVID-19 killing us? Is it classically destroying cells and replication, or is it the autoimmune response? Is that why so many doctors are pointing out that steroids inhaled are also knocking it out?
No, it has to do with inflammation and then a whole variety of metabolic side consequences down there, specifically in certain areas of the body, like in the lungs, the alveoli, the little air pockets in your lung, in your lungs that get filled with fluid, and as a result of that, you can't get enough air or oxygen into your system, which is why they use ventilators, which is a catastrophe. I just interviewed Erin Marie Oslesky, who was the epicenter nurse in New York in Elmhurst Hospital last week, and she disclosed, I'm sure you've heard of her, and disclosed all the incredible negligence.
Oh, she showed the video of the charts when the people didn't have COVID. They still would put a tube down their throat and blow their lungs out.
I didn't know, but she went. Well, she just volunteered out of the goodness of her heart to go there and had no idea what she was going to find. And then once she was there, literally within hours, she realized what a catastrophe was. And she went out, talked to a lawyer, and she got spy glasses. She recorded these with spy glasses on, which was, she said.
And that's what we need is the morality of when you see evil, you stand up against it.
Yeah, she's a brave, courageous nurse, and she just wrote a book, The Epicenter Nurse, so that just was released yesterday on Amazon. So, but one of the other things, for those who try to share this information, we are heavily censored. Like, I don't even think Twitter has stopped your links. If you put a link to InfoWars, it still goes up on Twitter, right? So are you still active on that? But they haven't taken your links down. I don't think they have.
They're trying to block our Mandot video links, but yes.
They blocked our site. We had done no violations at all, no rules yet. You cannot post a link to our site on Twitter. We're banned from Twitter, essentially.
And that's because they're scared of another well-known, reputable medical doctor. Again, the level of trying to deny people care or their own research or their own consumer research is just flabbergasting.
Yeah, and aside from censoring, they have discrediting campaigns. So one of the campaigns is being launched by an associate of Bill Gates, which is CSPI. It's an acronym for Center for Science and the Public Interest. Now, this is a nefarious, evil group. They've been around for decades, and this is a group that was responsible for helping promote trans fat that literally killed millions, if not tens of millions, of Americans. Yeah, and then they hid the fact up that they did that. They were promoting artificial sweeteners. They're just bad. So they're the head of the CSPI is Peter Lorre. He's a former associate commissioner of the FDA. And last week they testified before a subcommittee of the Senate and said that I was a COVID scammer selling snake oil cures. And they're trying to get the FTC and the FDA coming down my back. But they can try, but we do nothing illegal. We don't make any claims. We have all this vetted by high-level legal firms to make sure we're not violating any rules. So there's not much they can do.
I know. They lied about me and said that I had a COVID cure. I never said that, but Letitia James in New York said it, and it put me under investigation. Let's come back and talk about these sinister groups that, again, are trying to suppress the health rights of the American people. With Dr. Joseph Mercola, I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And the badge with somebody doing a good job is they're banned. Well, you can still hand-share Mercola.com with everybody you know and just say, hey, here's the forbidden link, Mercola.com, band.video. That's how we override the AI. So I want to thank everybody for doing that. We'll be right back. constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Answer by David Icke, his newest book, coming out about today. We live in extraordinary times with billions of bewildered and seeking answers for what is happening. David Icke, the man who has been proven right again and again, has spent 30 years uncovering the truth behind world affairs and a stream of previous books. He predicted current events down to a T. The answer will change your every perception of life and the world set up and set you free from the illusions that control human society. There's nothing more vital for our collective freedom than humanity becoming aware of what is in this book. And I haven't read all the book. I've seen the graphic novel of it. We'll play some of that while he's on with us. I do intend to read it. And it's at davidicke.com. But let me just say something right now. David Icke has been profound in his analysis and his piercing understanding of what's currently happening and what's going to be happening. And InfoWars has also been on the cutting edge of a lot of things. And it's not about celebrating that, but it's understanding the fact that we could predict it means we can also stop it. But it's humanity facing the horror of just how evil these forces are that will set us free. As long as we live in denial about it and don't face all the different compartmentalizations that come together to form this behemoth, we have no chance of beating it. So David was just asking what I wanted him on about. I've been wanting him on for a month. He said, I'll come out when the book comes out. I want him on about the book. I want him on about what he sees is coming next. I want him on about how he thinks we stop this. I want to get his take on how you think the fight's going. Bill Gates is this reviled demon. Almost everyone I know, black, white, old, young, liberal, conservative, understands COVID's a hoax. It's now out in the open. They want forced microchipping. Major universities from Europe to the United States are saying this semester starting, you're going to have a cell phone with an app on it. You can't leave the grounds for the semester. If you do, you're expelled. Only certain shops will take your money. I mean, it's here. Everything they built has now been launched. It's like Hitler built up for World War II for 5 years, but one day he finally launched the war. And so the dam is broken. The enemy has emerged. As David said a few months ago on the show, they've gone from denying it to selling it. And so I just want to give him the floor to cover all those questions where he wants to start for the next hour and 20 minutes. David Icke, thank you so much for coming on with us. And it's a real pleasure to be fighting right alongside you against this anti-human force.
Yeah, ditto, Alex. And, you know, the fact that this situation could be predicted tells people something very profound. Those that have been in denial all these decades where they've said to me, a few people can't control the world, it's not possible. Well, you've just seen it happen in a few months. And what the predictability of current events tells you is they're not random. You can't predict random events. They just happen. What you can do is predict long-planned events because they are long-planned to happen. And so we are now looking at a transformation of human society, which surely even the most naive cannot go on believing that this has happened in terms of its organization and its orchestration since some virus came to light in the early part of this year in the West. This is playing out as a script, as a seamless script based on psychological manipulation, not health, because it was sitting there waiting for the button to be pressed for a long, long time before. And all it was waiting for was the trigger, the excuse to play it out. And that is what we've seen. And, you know, when you look at the speed of transformation, In country after country, because it's globally coordinated, I've just come off a 2.5-hour interview with people in Melbourne, Australia. And what's happening there what's happening there is the precursor to what's planned in the Northern Hemisphere when we hit our winter. They're in their winter now, and that is outright full-blown fascism. But people look at the society as it's transformed, and they say, oh, my God, it's happened so quick. Yeah. But the speed of transformation of human society is equivalent exactly to the speed of human acquiescence to it. If there had been pushback and we're not having it months ago, we wouldn't be where we are now. And, you know, when you you break down how a few can control vast numbers, it's a very simple structure. And while people may sit around moaning that it's going on and pointing out the evil people involved in it, and they should, because they are, they also need to find a bloody mirror. Because we are, as a human race, completely responsible as well for what's happening for this reason. People say that a few can't control the world. Well, it's easy when this happens, and I'll explain. If you think of a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people, what I call the cult. Some people call it the 1%. I call it the cult because it is. And then that cult in a circle imposes its agenda on the next level down, which acquiesces to it and imposes it on the next level down. Now, very quickly, as you come down from that pyramid peak, you start to meet levels in the human hierarchy, national and international, who have no idea there even is a cult or there even is a global conspiracy.
Exactly. They're falling like dominoes. And that's why when we go out and resist the park closures, they just stand down. The police agree. We hate this. It's wrong. Do what you want. But no one's pushing back. But when we do push down and push back, the dominoes falls. What you're saying is stop just acquiescing and repeating what comes down from the United Nations, from the globalists.
Yeah. And when you follow this pyramid down, it's very simple. Each higher level acquiesces to the level above and imposes on the level below. So it's imposition, acquiescence, imposition, acquiescence, imposition, acquiescence, until you reach the body of the population, again, nationally and internationally. And if we, as a human race, then at our point in the pyramid, acquiesce to that level of the pyramid that is imposing upon us, we complete a circuit. And that circuit completes a sequence of imposition and acquiescence, which allows a tiny few at the top of the pyramid, which the vast majority of people in the pyramid have no idea exists, to impose its will on the entirety of the population. And without human acquiescence, none of this is possible. This cult and these authorities have no power. Let's not fall for that one. They have no power. The power that they use recycled back against us.
We give them.
Give to them. We had a few weeks ago, just down the coast from where I live, we had thousands of people hit the beaches because it was such a really hot period. And there were so many people on the beaches, social distancing, unsocial distancing was not possible. So the local authority in the area calls an emergency incident. Okay, you called an emergency incident. Oh, yeah, emergency incident. Oh, what's happening? Okay, so what are you going to do? Well, there's nothing we can do. We've got thousands of people on the beach, and they won't obey. They won't cooperate. Nothing we can do. So why can't we do that with masks? Why can't we do that with social distancing, which are nothing to do with health and everything to do with psychology?
Stay there, David. You're on fire. This is the key to everything. And then let's ask the question. A lot of people say, oh, I'll wear my mask. So what? They don't get that once you complete the circuit, it's a test to then accept contact tracing, then accept the social distancing apps, then accept the implantable chip, then accept the forced inoculation, then accept all of it. That's what it's about, is breaking our will, the spider, the cult, exercising its will. How do we get people to turn their will on with David Icke, Straight Edge?
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm looking at mainstream headlines out of Australia. Australian law allows forced vaccines or jail to prevent suspected disease. It goes on to say they're now announcing a new law under the UN, that's who they cite, to take children from parents that won't allow them to be tested for COVID-19. They're now beginning to announce that universities will suspend students who leave a 4.5-mile COVID bubble who are being tracked by their phones, the equivalent of anklet races. David Icke has a new powerful book out titled The Answer. Find it at iconic.com, I-C-K-O-N-I-C.com or davidicke.com. But here we are. I mean, we're told you cannot criticize the UN in Europe, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, China, the United States, Canada, Mexico. We're told officially the UN says there's no treatment for COVID-19. The UN says other medical doctors can't disagree. They're banned. So you wake up one day and you're under UN control. It's Fauci and Gates running the Wuhan lab. I agree with David Icke that it's basically not what's killing us is what they say is the virus. The numbers are extremely low. They're putting the names of people that died of other things in that column. But there is something going on at the Wuhan lab, and I think it's something else they've got planned. Because Bill Gates has said on national TV that, oh, a bigger, more deadly one's coming. This is just a test. I think he's telling the truth there. He's gloating like a supervillain. They're telling us that, hey, we're testing you to see how you'll comply. And if we will comply, the real depopulation's coming. So I want to talk about how we awaken humans, how we stop acting like robots, one of your first books, how we start being ourselves and saying no and breaking that circuit of control. But first, big picture. How's the world doing in its resistance to the COVID situation? What do you think they're going to pull next? How do you think it's going for them? And why do they want this depopulation? David Icke.
Well, the situation is that they have been hiding below the radar decade after decade after decade after decade. And we've been pointing out that they are operating below the radar. And I said a long, long time ago that there'll come a point when they will have to break the surface where we can see them. And it will be very, very difficult to deny what's going on then. Because when you are manipulating transformations of society under the radar and you're trying to hide it, there comes a point we have to break the surface. Because if you don't, you're not going to transform society as you want. And when you, if you like, enter the room where people can see you, you've got to move very, very quickly, because the slower you move, once you put yourself on public display, and my goodness me, they've done that since the turn of 2020, the more people are going to start to wake up and are going to see it, because it's painfully obvious how everybody can't see it now. It's staggering. And therefore, you've got to try to get to that point of control before enough people have realized what's going on. This is why they're rushing the vaccine. I mean, I said when this whole thing started, the vaccine already exists. I'm not saying it was necessarily
No, you did say that 8 months ago, but it turned out Bill Gates, through subgroups, did have a bunch of coronavirus bat vaccines ready and already done animal trials, at least four of them. So they actually did have it ready. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and they knew, but at the very least, they knew what was in it. And we're looking, you've mentioned some of the things, we're looking in this vaccine at things that transform not just DNA, but transform the whole genetic structure of the body. And, of course, it's not going to be one vaccine. They've already said that now. It's going to be a flu-like every year or so.
James talks about five a year for adults, two for children to change your DNA. So what he's really doing is he wants us all guinea pigs to test changing our DNA. That's really what this is.
Yeah, and so the other part of this vaccine will be a sterilization agent. One of the things that I've been tracking over the years in my books is the absolutely collapsing sperm counts around the world. I quote in The Answer an article where it said that if sperm was an animal, they'd be talking about it moving into the area of extinction, because they want to transform the body from the biological nature we have now into synthetic biology, a synthetic type body, which will not procreate. So they want to do two things. They want to transform the body into a new form, and there'll be nanotechnology in the vaccine to nanobots, etc., self-replicating nanobots, which will be part of that process, which insiders have exposed over the years. But also they want to stop the procreation of what they have now. And this is where the transgender explosion comes in. This is why they are confusing the gender of the young, and indeed the very young, because it's confusing gender on the road to fusing gender and the no gender human. So all these things are connected, and the Gates vaccine is massively involved in.
By the way, none of this is your opinion. Carol Quigley wrote about it. So many others did. If you look at the guy that wrote Brave New World, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian, actually ran the UN operation, was the head transhumanist. They said back in the 30s, we're going to get rid of the sexes, but first we're going to confuse them with chemicals in the water. And so they've done it. They're doing it.
Yeah, Julian Huxley was a eugenicist, of course. And Aldous Huxley, in Brave New World, written in the 1930s, was describing this very situation of the end of procreation, the end of parenthood. This is why parental power over their children is being deleted and deleted and deleted and handed to the schools and the states and the social services. It's because they're moving out of parents bringing children up. It's going to be the state bringing them up. And so he talked about world state hatcheries in which humans were decanted, not procreated in the normal way. And, you know, this is the whole point. And a lot of people who are new to this will think, well, how did he know in the 1930s? Well, for the same reason that I knew decades ago, and you were talking about it a long, long time ago, and that George Orwell knew about it in the 1940s, because there's two worlds. To understand the two worlds in the same reality. You've got the world that humans live in, and you've got the world of the cult. And the difference between the two, overwhelmingly, is the level of knowledge. So you have the world of human society, where knowledge is strictly limited and strictly oppressed and suppressed. This is done through the school system, through the media, etc. And you keep people on what I call the postage stamp consensus of very narrow understanding of everything, because it's there systematically. But then you've got this other world where the knowledge is vastly more advanced, because it's passed over through the upper levels of the secret society network to keep it out of public circulation. And this other world not only has a much wider understanding of reality and the nature of reality and how we interact with it, but it also has knowledge, obviously, of the projected agenda. And because of the level of knowledge that it operates with, it's projecting technology, which to the human world doesn't exist and is at one point sci-fi stuff, but it knows this stuff exists and how to create it.
That's right. The future is here. It's not evenly distributed. And they're building this post-human railway, this post-human system, while phasing us out. And now they've gotten to the point in the Wall Street Journal looking forward to the post-human future. And now they're admitting in NBC News that humans will soon be phased out, and that they're going to direct our evolution, and that, hey, we're not really humans. We don't believe in aliens, but we believe we are becoming them. I mean, that's what they're saying. So this is heavy.
But you know, this is why, because this other world, if you can access it because either you're an insider or because you spend decades working your backside off uncovering it, you can predict the future. Because the future, unless there's an end to acquiescence so it can't become the future, becomes the future. So predicting the agenda becomes predicting the future. And because of this level of knowledge in this other reality, this other world, this is why Huxley could talk about genetic changes and drug changes that didn't exist then. In the human world, that was, what? That's incredible.
Happened exactly as he said it would.
Yeah, and this is why Orwell was able to talk about telescreens, which are now the first precursors of those, of course, are the smart TVs. And I've quoted people in my books from, for instance, 1969, where insiders who were describing the internet, who were saying we're going to make boys and girls the same. Now, they know that because their knowledge base is vastly in advance of the human society.
Incredible.
Knowledge.
Stay there, David Icke, and we're going to come back in 2 minutes with the next hour. But they don't like the fact that you and I and many others were ahead of the curve. So now that it's all happening, we have credibility. How are they going to try to stop that? Well, with censorship, but that's not working.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.